Welcome back to Snell Nation. Sir Thomas here, broadcasting as always from the lovely Buckeye State. A lot of times I'm sarcastic about it, but today actually was a beautiful day. I got to go outside, stretch my legs a little bit, get some air. And while I was out, a question kind of popped in my head, and I thought, you know what? Why not throw it out there and talk about it a little bit? And, you know, you might know where I'm going with this, but what the hey. So the question here is, what is your why? W-H-Y. What is your why? Of course, why meaning the cause, the reason, you know, the purpose for whatever. It's just why. And in my background, I have a master's in business psychology, and there was a focus on, they refer to it as the why statement in executive coaching. And it was centered around your purpose, who you are, your cause, you know, what you stand for, which takes me back to that big question. What is your why? And have you taken the time to step back and think about that? I mean, I won't say all, but most successful businesses have a mission statement. You know, most successful people have some sort of a creed or their own personal mission statement that they go by that defines, you know, who they are, what their focus is, what their purpose is, you know, what they stand for. Something they can go back to and remind themselves if need be, or someone else can even look to it and see it and know that's what that person represents. That's what their focus is. And I don't think a lot of people take the time to have that self-reflection, to step back. And that's the beauty of being a human being. Not many animals can pull this off. Actually, none can. Where we can actually step outside ourselves and we can look at our situation. We can look at our life and the choices that we've made and the results of those choices and analyze and critique and refine, or at least we have the opportunity to refine. Sometimes we spin our wheels a little bit and bump our head a few times before we, you know, stop making that same mistake over and over and over again, you know, but having that sense of purpose and definition, and it leads to so many other great things, which is why I ask, what is your why? You know, why do you do the job that you do? Like, why did you go into that profession? Why did you go to that college? Why did you go into that major? Why did you play these sports over those sports? You know, why do you like these types of foods? Why do you spend your time around these types of people? I think it's important to take a moment and have that self-reflection, that evaluation. And you don't have to necessarily be incredibly strict with yourself, but you know, you'll be surprised when you try to go on the legitimate quest of refining your position or refining your life or being more efficient and effective in the way you do everything. And I looked at my own life years ago, and I saw a great deal of waste of resources, you know, be it time, money, and attention. And I started to look and see, okay, well, why am I devoting so much time, money, and attention to these things? You know, is there a why that's important enough for me to continue down this path or to continue with this, you know, approaching things in this way? And in some cases, the answer was, well, yes, there is a strong why there. You know, my profession, well, I believe in what I do. I enjoy what I do. It's deeply fulfilling. There's a sense of satisfaction, a sense of ownership, a sense of community, you know, all these great things. Yes, there's, you know, why am I devoting so much money to, you know, just taking elaborate trips multiple times a year? You know, well, what's the why? Well, yeah, I get, you know, a nice vacation, get to relax, that sort of thing, you know, but does it have to be so elaborate or extravagant, or does it have to be so wasteful? You know, what else can I do with those resources that'll have a more meaningful impact, be it, you know, either donating to a cause that you feel is worthy, you know, or just investing, setting money aside for the future, you know, or those that have children making investments towards their college, things like that, you know, but just taking that moment pause and reflect. I think lost art, especially in this country, I can't speak for the world, but I've been a citizen of this country since I was born. So I just looking around, and of course, I mean, what you see now with social media, I mean, it really it tends to set the tone on what matters most to people. And you step back and you look, and anytime I see, you know, like some TikTok video pop up where someone's doing something ridiculous, or, you know, or that's a part of their, I guess, their work, I'll put that in quotes, air quotes. I always wonder just, you know, what is their why, you know? And some might say, well, the why is to acquire this. Well, if that's what's important to that individual or what they deem is the most important, then I guess that makes sense to be their powerful why that's driving them, their cause, their reason for doing whatever that is that they're doing. I know for me personally, my whys are a little different. And I had my period where I focused on, you know, happiness, 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 you know, and that was, you know, why I was doing these things like, oh, well, this is pleasurable, or this is, you know, this is enjoyable. Not that, you know, things you shouldn't enjoy things being enjoyable, but it shouldn't be the primary reason. It shouldn't all be, I guess, you know, when I say, it shouldn't be hedonistic, you know, that shouldn't be the pride in the choices you make, especially the big choices. And that's a big issue in our culture today. I mean, very consumerism, very, very collectivistic, which has shown itself to be incredibly unhealthy. But what is your why? You know, it's just something to think about, something to take into consideration. And if you're not taking the time to step back and self-reflect from time to time, I believe you're doing yourself a great disservice. It's an opportunity, a chance to follow a better path, to make refinements and improvements, maybe impact the lives of others, you know, along your path. Because there's a great saying, he who has a why to live for can be anyhow. So without that why, you're essentially a captainless ship with no rudder, no sail. You just drift along following the current and as it takes you wherever. And individuals that tend to follow that path tend to lean more towards that hedonistic lifestyle. All about the raw emotion, all about the joy, happiness, the happy, you know, not necessarily looking for that purpose or that meaning, which a lot of people, of course, I can't speak for everyone. I know for me personally, that shift from that focus on happiness to focus on meaning and purpose added a lot more to my existence. And then overall, it made me more happier, like more fulfilled, you know. And of course, I'm not telling anyone to do anything, but I highly recommend that you just take a moment. Step back. I know we all have very busy lives, all of us running around. We go from being glued to one screen to the next screen to the next screen, and then we go to bed. But take a moment. Step away from your laptop, your iPad, your, you know, whatever, your phones and all that kind of stuff, and just think. And you'll be amazed when you slow down and you start to look around and ask questions, and you'll begin to wonder just how long you've been drifting. I mean, I had one moment in time where I made a point to get up before sunrise each day for a month, just to, you know, drink some orange juice, drink some coffee, yeah, and just watch the sun come up. And it was very impactful, I felt something, and I felt like I was missing something, and I started to wonder, like, when was the last time I saw the sunrise? Or, you know, I'm going to bed late, and then I just kind of wake up, and then my day starts. I'm working, I'm plugging away, and then I go to school. I knock out some courses. I do some online stuff. When I come home, you know, I go to sleep. You know, and the next day, it's the same thing. You get lost in that routine, and the years go by so quickly. You know, you don't see it near your teens, of course, or your 20s. Some of us, not even our 30s, when you should. And I'm 38, and it wasn't till around like 28, 29 years old when I started to see that, like, you know, I don't have a lot of time, you know, and I believe that I may be on autopilot. You know, once you work a job for so long, the tasks are the same, you know, you have the same drive and focus, or you don't have that, that raw ambition or that motivation, and you just sort of drift, and you don't have that why. And you coast, and the years just fly by, and before you know it, you're 40, then you're 50, then you're 60, and it's time to retire, and you're just wondering, wow, where did my life go? So that's all I'm saying. Just take a moment, step back, and ask that question. Just what is your why? And, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you reading this? Why are you listening to this? Hopefully it's because you want to. But just some things to think about. All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Snail Nation out.